The investigation at the Women's McPherson Correctional Facility follows the state's refusal to assure it will comply with all standards outlined in the Federal Prison Rape Elimination Act. One such standard is that pat-down searches may only be performed by guards of the same sex as the inmate. However, Kathy Fry, a spokeswoman for the Arkansas Department of Correction, says a 1995 equal employment lawsuit creates several challenges for the state.
A lot of our facilities, I mean, we just don't have the labor pool available, you know, especially at our rural units, to where we can, even if we weren't worried about gender discrimination, trying to staff these units and be in compliance with that particular standard.
The Bureau of Justice Statistics show each year 200,000 people are sexually assaulted in American prisons. Jesse Lerner-Kinglake with the prisoner advocacy group Just Detention International says restrictions on the staff are just as important as others.
About half of all sexual abuse in detention is committed by staff, the people who are, you know, entrusted with the role of keeping people safe.
Investigators from the DOJ are scheduled to arrive in Newport later this month. Jared Fisher, KUIR News. In Little Rock, I'm Jared Fisher.